Wonder Soul.
We'll see how this goes, but I just wanted to step out into the backyard and record on the Tascam and give it a shot. See how these episodes turn out. They're going to be solo episodes featuring just me and some thoughts, some ramblings. They're not going to be quite as long. I don't expect this to be for many people. If anything, it might just be for myself. Just want to take time to kind of talk and kind of use this also as an opportunity to get outdoors or record in a different way. I also want to start using the Tascam more just in general as a recording device. Obviously, you will not get that when I record via long distance, which are a majority of the podcast episodes. But yeah, I just want to come outside, get some fresh air. It's an off day from work, and I just want to catch up with you guys. Just dropped an episode last week talking about some games and video gaming news and stuff, and there should be some more this week. I know Xbox is dropping some kind of podcast episode on Friday. I guess there's an official Xbox podcast out there, so check that out. I think it's also going to be in video format, so I'm sure we'll see something on YouTube and across all the socials. But yeah, we me and Brent from Work in Progress, we got together and did an episode last week. I'm working out some other guests here for the rest of the month, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying to get some new names and new faces and tap into some friends and people I've connected with along the way that we never really had an opportunity or really taken the opportunity to sit down and talk and record. And so I'm looking forward to that. You know, that was something I really wanted to get into this year. Oh man, you gotta be kidding me. The next door neighbor is mowing the grass. You guys know what that means. I gotta go inside. Anyways, these are gonna be as raw and uncut as it gets. See, you can hear a difference as I come inside the house. I gotta get all the dogs in here though. Maybe I'll go out front. It wasn't that windy, but yeah, so if you guys haven't checked out that episode, I encourage you to do so. Oh, I can shut it. We got a dog door. I'm sitting here just waiting, and I can't really, like, anyways, moving on. Hey, it's almost like live TV or live streams. Oh, I got Dragon Ball on in the living room. Let's see if you guys can hear it.
There goes another one.
Huh? Yeah, I think Dragon Ball is like my comfort anime. Dragon Ball Z. I'm going out the front door now. Yeah, it's not too bad. But I really want to revisit it this year from like start to finish, like from Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Z. We'll probably cap it there. I'm trying to get better at watching stuff and playing stuff consistently. I know that seems very weird to say, but I sometimes have a hard time sticking with stuff. Maybe the only reason why I've done content or the podcast for as long as I have on and off is because I can sprinkle in the variety. I can switch it up. But this year I'm really trying to hone in on some consistency. So that's why even though I didn't really record up until right now, and I'm setting stuff up, it's just been busy, man. Been busy, but I wanted to still record and get something out on Wednesday, because as I record this, it's Wednesday morning, and I kind of want to make Wednesday the day of the week where I release new episodes of the podcast and just get into a rhythm of that, and not really have a record day because it really just kind of depends on, you know, guests and stuff. But for the most part, I should be able to get these episodes out at a regular time every week. That's the goal. That's the big goal this year. I would have done this in January. Just been chaotic, to say the least. You know, sometimes just life is just nonstop busy. You clear your plate and then somebody plops more on it, and then you got to clear that, and it's just it can be a lot sometimes. So that, working, life, family, friends, and your own personal health and stuff, like, it becomes a lot. You kind of get stretched out pretty thin, so it's all about really just maintaining some focus and some grace when it comes to being patient with yourself and being patient with others. You just, I guess, like, just trusting, like, it's all gonna work out, but control what you can control, and one thing at a time. These are all very cliche shit sayings that I use to help myself feel better when I'm stressed out or overwhelmed at times. And I know we've all been there, you know. It just seems like we have these good intentions. We want to accomplish these things. There's so much that we want to do. And then, I don't know if it's part of getting older, or it just hits everybody at different points in their life, but you get to this point where you just go, there's not enough hours. I don't have enough energy. I got too much to do, you know, and you're finding yourself weighing out your options, rearranging priorities constantly. And you guys let me know how you handle those moments in your life, because I know we've all been there. I know that I've been there before, and it feels like we're on the up and up, I guess. Like, I try to stay optimistic. I try to not let it really hold me down and stuff like that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, just life is tiring, man. It can be a little tiring. So that's why I'm just focusing this year a lot on, like, mental and physical health, and just trying to do the things that I know I need to do. And I encourage everybody else to think about those things when it, you know, comes to yourself. Like, what are some things that, you know, you've been really wanting to improve or do or stop or begin? And what are the things that you can do to, like, start that stuff? I don't know. See, I'm rambling. I'm walking around. This is going to be a rough first go with this, because I'm easily distracted. As you can tell, the dog started barking, and I was like, I'm working on my attention span. I am working on my focus. I am fighting an uphill battle day to day with that some days, and I don't know if that's just me or how many others feel that same way, you know? Sometimes it just feels like, you know, stimulation, overstimulation, multitasking. It just seems like it's hard to stay on one thing for too long. And plus, usually when I'm recording, it's not like this. It's not in the elements. It's not outside where I'm in the world and I can't control the environment. I can't control what noises and things enter and escape the range of the microphone, you know. So, but I'm kind of looking forward to that, so bear with me, be patient. These might be a little all over the place because I'm gonna be walking or trying to use it as an opportunity to get outside. I think the sitting behind a desk, looking at a screen, creating things can get a little tiresome sometimes. You know, after all of the years of streaming, and recording, and playing video games, and doing stuff like that, like, I think I just want to find and develop ways where you can create stuff without having to be tied down. And then this is one of those, ideas. Like, I bought this Tascam over a year ago. I've used it once or twice when me and Bailey, my girlfriend, record, but, and we're gonna incorporate that more, and I'm gonna try to set up more in-person stuff if possible. That would be great. That would be ideal, actually, because something about this sound that's unique to me is that it's kind of immersive in a way, you know? Like, I have recordings on here, like, just personal memories. Like, you know, instead of shooting a video, I would pull out the Tascam for a minute and just record the sounds and people talking and listening back to them. It's a weird thing. You know how you can look at a video or a picture sometimes and you just get taken back to that place, or you just remember certain things, the smells and how you felt at the time, or, you know, everything kind of just floods back sometimes. Well, doing these audio recordings, it was, especially with this, because it's like almost like a 360 range of sound, like true surround sound. So when you put in headphones or earbuds, it really puts you in the middle of it. Like, it's like really immersive in that sense. So when it works with memories and stuff like that, like, it's really cool. So it's something I'm looking forward to experimenting with and seeing what kind of cool, you know, moments I can capture, and, you know, just try to bring something different to a pretty busy field right now. I mean, podcasts and content in general are just, there's so much, man. I'm even getting overwhelmed. Like, I almost like think about not making content because of the fact that there's just so much out there. But I've said to myself, like that's not a logical, real reason to hold back yourself from doing something you want to do just because so many other people are doing it. You know, it's not a competition. It's an act of like expression, you know? So, like, why would I shelve those ambitions just because there's thousands and thousands of other podcasts out there, you know? But it's like the sick joke, dude. It's like, on one hand, people want to feel accepted and feel like they're all doing the right thing on the same page, but then they also want to stand out and do something different. And those ideas sometimes are hard to live together. So, we'll try. Well, we're closing into about the 15-minute mark, and that's what I want to shoot for with these types of recordings. I'll probably be a lot more focused when it comes to, like, topics and stuff. That's really my ambition when it comes to this. So bear with me. These won't happen all the time. Maybe. I don't know. I know at least one episode a week of something, and that's really just me trying to create consistency. And with consistency, like, I can get better, you know, and with your guys' feedback, I can also get better. So I appreciate you guys when you guys let me know how you feel about different episodes and different topics and stuff and different formats. and presentations. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope you got something out of it. Let me know if you have any thoughts on anything I said, if it was relatable. And if not, that's cool too. I appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to listen to this episode. Look forward to some more guest episodes in the very, very near future. I'm going to get some recording done this week. And yeah, be sure to check out things on socials, Instagram and X, and YouTube, if you consider YouTube a social. But anyways, thank you guys again. Appreciate you listening, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.